This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you, which is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Miami Heat on the road tonight. First of three on the road. They're taking on the Brooklyn Nets. 7-18 on the season. Miami 14-12. A lot of that goodwill record starting to burn away. Five straight losses, 6 out of 7. 7:30 is your tip-off from the Barclays Center, which you get a lot of Heat fans. They don't really have fans, Nets fans. It's kind of a tourist trap. So, you know, you'll probably hear some Let's Go Heat chants if the Heat are on a good run there today. 6:15 is pre-Heat. Norman Powell looks like he is going to be good to go. I wonder if that changed the line because the Heat were 6.5 this morning. What do we got? Heat 7.5 now. 7.5 tonight with trying to snap the losing streak. They got Boston tomorrow, who was riding pretty high. That's a very, very, outside of the Knicks, though, and the Pistons, it's a very cluttered Eastern Conference right now. But that doesn't change the fact that currently the Miami Heat are still in their kingdom.
The Lords of Playinville.
So I want to get out of there. I'd like a win tonight, please. I'm tired of losing.
I mean,
please get this going.
I don't understand. We've had this conversation about them being around the play-in before.
Yep.
And what would you always tell me?
Well, that was when we had playoff Jimmy. Different times now. Gotta get at it. Let's go.
That wasn't the question.
Well, I just told you what I'd tell you. Don't worry about it, baby. We got playoff Jimmy. Mm. Time will come. Ooh, man, I'm seeing.
Mm. Yeah, you still. Mm. You wish you had playoff Jimmy?
Yeah.
Do I wish I had?
No, you don't.
Jimmy?
Stop.
Mind.
Is he causing more trouble?
Oh my goodness.
Well, it's just funny.
I'm like, just waiting for him and Draymond to get in a fist fight.
That's happening. There's a lot of frostiness between them because remember they were best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then
new car smell, baby.
Now a lot of the media members are like, "Well, Jimmy didn't talk after the last two games."
I'm like, "You're not familiar with his work."
Oh, like you almost wish like if you guys wanted to use this as a line, like you could. I'll tell you, just you let old Tobes know. I could be like a resource for you guys. I'll let you guys know what's going to happen.
No, you wanted him still here.
I did want him here, but sometimes
apologize.
No,
that would have been a mistake.
Absolutely not.
You don't admit that would have been a mistake. You don't admit that would have been a mistake.
I don't admit that.
Why not? It would have been a mistake.
What do we use that money for? Get me something that money has worked for, and then I'll admit it was a mistake.
I'm saying if you had Jimmy, your team would be worse.
No.
So you think he'd be playing differently than he is there?
There's like a two-game difference.
No. Come on, dude. You
come on, dude.
You think Jimmy can lead a team?
If he gets me Donovan Mitchell, I'll apologize.
You think?
No. If he gets me question. Donovan Mitchell,
you question.
Then I you will think, apologize.
You think Jimmy Butler can be a star on a basketball team right now?
A star?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'd be an effective player.
That's not what I asked you. There's a difference between an effective player and a star.
You need guys. I know the cycle of Jimmy Butler.
Why is he not the
cycle of Jimmy Butler.
Minus one.
No.
Minus one.
I'm not going to take it to minus
for
one.
For deflecting. For not answering the damn question. Answer the question.
What is the question?
Minus one.
You think Jimmy Butler can be a star and be a number one on a basketball team today?
Nah, number one is strong. Number one is strong.
But that's what would be required for playoff Jimmy.
Mm.
So, you're saying yes and then saying no
I don't
in the
know
same
that.
Sentence.
I mean, it's not a very good roster outside him. It's not all his fault the Warriors are playing well.
Why? I don't understand. When you know what?
No.
You know what? It's not I don't understand.
This why
I got to give him credit. When you love something, you love that. You love it to the end. Because you're making excuses for Jimmy right
I'm not
now.
Making excuses. I just think that, like, you're like, it would have been a mistake to pay that money. Well, in theory, I agree with that now. I can understand that. I would like to use that money to get something. I mean, the Miami Heat are scared to pay anybody. I bet you they do this with Giannis. This is what's going to happen.
Oh, well, we were going to be in on Giannis, but calf injury's 31. We were a little squeamish about paying him.
I'm just shocked.
Trust me.
I'm shocked that this whole show you've been saying you'd rather take Spider over the Freak.
Ah, man, something about Spider, dude.
In all honesty, dude.
What?
Some of your comments.
Mm-hmm.
You have lost your damn mind.
How so?
You are the only one that would take Spider over Giannis.
Well, I mean, Giannis has only one playoff victory since winning the title.
Has Spider even gotten to a conference final?
Not yet.
No. He's never passed the second round.
It's okay.
But you want him.
Well, he's got a bunch of bums around him in Cleveland, you know?
That's
what happens.
Listen, no, because guess
bum?
What? LeBron wasn't winning the championship,
he's playing like one of the best players in the league. It's not
Wait,
his fault.
You telling me the same bums that came to your house last year
spanked the Heat.
And spanked you by 55?
Which he did. He was the leader of all that. And Ty Jerome, strangely.
But you want that over two-time MVP.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't want Giannis, but I see there are. It's not like he's the perfect player. Why? Because he's the biggest athletic specimen in the league?
You just answered your own question.
What the hell's wrong with you? Dude.
What?
You need to stop being fraudulent.
Maybe there's part of me that's like.
Saying, no. There should be absolutely no part of you.
What?
I mean, not even from the little essence of hair you have on your face.
Mm-hmm.
No part of you
mm-hmm.
that should think I would rather have Spider than have Giannis. No part of you.
Why?
None.
Why?
Because then you'll sound like a fool.
He's probably played like a top three guard this year.
That's your peoples. You know them for 10 years. That's your man's in them.
You're treating him like he's Bradley Beal. What's wrong with you?
No, I'm treating Giannis like he's Giannis.
Where is he? Calf strain. He's nervous.
He's doing the same thing.
He's
that
doing what you always ask all superstars to do.
No, he doesn't have the guts to do it. He wants to act like he's making a stink, but he won't do it.
He made 6'11".
No, he hasn't made a stink. You want to make a stink? Give Chris Haynes the leak and tell him that he asked out.
There are a classy of ways of making a stink. You know that, right?
You guys, see, here's the thing. You guys get on Jimmy Butler, okay? But at least the guy, when he knows how to break off, he'll break off and do what it takes to get off a team. Giannis Antetokounmpo is pussyfooting around here and being like, do I want to leave? I don't want to be the bad guy. You don't want to be in Milwaukee, then leave.
Nah, it's okay to talk about feet.
What? That's what he's doing.
Well, when you talk, he's kitten footing.
If you wouldn't included a foot, we're in trouble.
He's sitting around here. It's nonsense.
He's kitten footing. That's what he's doing.
Am I not allowed to say that?
Yeah, you're allowed to.
I don't know. That's why I said.
No,
now we talk about feet.
Well,
no feet.
No feet.
No feet. We in trouble.
Yes.
All I'm saying is enough with you're dancing around the issue. Ask out already. Enough.
He did.
When?
The day before.
Did he?
Yes. That's why the whole news came out, and that's why I said he made a great stink act.
So
what he did, He played for Milwaukee. It was a home game, and then he got hurt. You're not gonna boo somebody if they get hurt. So you get carried out. Nice applause. And that's the last time they saw him in a Milwaukee Bucks uniform.
And he still hasn't been traded.
He'll be
traded. Where's my list? Where's my Shams bomb?
He let them know which teams he wants to go
Ridiculous
to.
Ridiculous already.
You're just hoping that Miami's part of the list. Because if you hear Miami's name on the list, you're gonna do a 360 right now.
I don't think we'll be on the list.
But if you're on the list.
That's why I want Spider. We'll be on his list.
How you know you're going to be on Spider's list?
Loves Bam.
So everybody loves Bam.
He got suckered in. Here's what happened with Spider. He got suckered in. He's like, I don't know. I like Cleveland. It's going to be the That was Jimmy's team at that point. I don't know if I want to go there.
Why are you talking like Trump?
That's how. What? Curtis. Now,
like,
Jimmy's gone.
Can I just say.
What?
I locked out. I zoned out once you said I would rather have Spider than Giannis.
Am I deflecting because maybe I'm just going by more possibilities?
Perhaps. More possibility. Really?
Hmm?
Again.
What? Lieber would be so upset if Spider is part of the Miami Heat. Like, he likes
you'd really
Spider.
Be, yeah, you'd be upset about that?
Yes, because he doesn't like short guards.
Oh, because Jay Crawford would be mad?
No.
He doesn't like
That's
short guards.
That's not it at all, dude. Like.
They failed him.
Let me ask you a question. With Spider, how you going to get past Orlando?
With buckets.
You know, in the playoffs, you might get buckets five of the nights,
mm-hmm.
four of the nights. But with those Monstars on the other side.
Oh, Monstars. Enough of Franz Wagner.
Why are you looking at me like you want me to go
here,
hit him?
Dude.
Yo, Leroy's
Stop acting like you're going against the bad boy Pistons. It's the Orlando Magic. Desmond Bane had one good game. They've won by a couple of rebounds. Get out of here. The teams are samesies right now. They can barely get past Drew
well,
Smith.
What's their record?
I don't know.
And what's your record?
It's not that different.
No?
No.
Okay.
They're 5-11. They're 15-11. The Heat are 14-12.
Leroy's giving me the look like
you're acting like they're you act like the Heat are like out of this vast gulf to go.
No, I did not. I did not say that. I did not say that.
But he doesn't want to hear that.
But let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando's always going to be a problem because of their size.
You don't think a backcourt with Norman Powell and Donovan Mitchell with Bam Adebayo and Khalil Ware, you don't think that can do some damage?
No, because
they're going to put the Giants in there and just keep mixing you up. Oh, yeah. Crisscross. Up. Let's put some booty in his face.
Okay. The team
because he's short.
Okay. The team that's notorious for putting up a lot of points in the playoffs.
They don't have to.
Really? Where are their rings?
Wait.
Where are their rings?
Orlando doesn't have to score a boatload of points. They just have to stop you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's had a lot of success for them the last couple of years. Great, great, great formula.
Against you.
Go farther
yeah.
than you.
Fine. That's fine. Good for them. But what's that done for their real success?
Okay.
You act like that team has smoked the Heat every single game this year. These have been close games.
Okay. Which, how many have you won?
Zero.
Okay.
But they've been close. Okay. Don't act like it's been like this vast thing. I don't think that the Heat are going to go out and gentlemen sweep the Knicks because they've won two out of three.
No. Okay. That type of team is going to be a problem for this team. You don't agree?
Well, it definitely will if Spo doesn't get his head out of his ass and starts playing Khalil Ware.
You blame Spo now.
Yes!
He's always been blaming Spo for not playing tall time.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Sits okay. here. You His think, answer for that is two so, 6 foot so, guys.
And you think the solution to that
is by putting two short guards.
Shorter guy.
Dude, come on. This guy is an all world player.
Sure, he is.
An all world player. Get out of here.
Absolutely. But how tall is Giannis?
Yeah, okay. He's not coming here, though. Come on, let's grow up. He doesn't want to leave.
But what about
Spider? He doesn't have the stomach for it.
What about Spider? Why are we saying something different for Spider? Because that's what you want.
He's sick of it.
No, you're saying that because that's what you want.
What do you mean?
That's what he wants.
I think, listen.
You're manipulating the situation to get what you
situation.
Want. Really?
Listen, they failed
how do you,
him.
Wait, how do you know Giannis doesn't want to get out of there?
Because he would have done it already.
And how do you know Spider does?
See that face?
You're impossible.
Did you see the face?
Did you see his face on the bench last night?
Dude, can I tell you? Bless your heart.
Thank you, Ruben.
No, he didn't say. He said, "What did he say? God bless.
God bless those guys.
God bless those guys.
They really don't know what they're in for. They went down the wrong alley.
Really? I don't think they realize how deep Miami is. Right? Because they're talking about one guy. You're talking about one guy. Look at that. Look at that smile right there.
They got no shot.
Yeah.
Somebody,
why he got an old man mustache too?
Somebody leaving in a stretcher.
He got an old man. He got an old man's mustache too.
Oh man. Well, you were a good sport today. I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Chaos. Do it.
We gotta go.
Tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, there's something else going on. Maybe it's not the time. You don't think this Giannis Antetokounmpo situation, you think he gets traded here? A lot of people think we got a really good chance.
Well, here's the question.
Khalil Ware, Tyler Hero, throwing in draft picks. Somebody else said maybe Jaime Jaquez, who's having a really good bounce back year.
They would put all those guys in a second for Giannis. The question is,
31 years
where
old.
Does Giannis want to go? Because that's the way it works in the NBA. He tells the team where he wants to go, and then they work it out.
Yeah, but some of the teams said they can't do it. Like, originally it was New York. It was the Knicks, and I think they pretty much said,
yeah, so
we got a good team the way it is.
But in other words, he'll tell them, okay, I'll go there, and I'll go to the Heat.
Can you imagine he and Bam playing together?
That would be tremendous. You could make it work.
And then all of a sudden, all those guys playing with those guys will be a lot better.
And all of a sudden, all the fans who say, well, Bam can't do this and he can't do that, it's not his fault. He's the best player on the roster, and he's a great defensive, but he's not a great offensive player. It's not his fault. It's his fault that the Heat haven't got out and got somebody. If they got Giannis, that would be a great combination.
Wait,
right?
That is just, I don't know if Pat's got any at 80 years old, any big moves left, but that would be such an old school Pat Riley move to pull that off.
Then all of a sudden they're contending this year, right? Oh, if you're Milwaukee, though, let's be realistic. If you're Milwaukee, you want him to go to the Western Conference. If you trade him, what Western Conference team wants him? Because you don't want to see him.
I think they want the best offer.
You want the best offer from the Western Conference?
I don't know what I don't know how anybody looks at our players anymore. Tyler Hero gets thrown into every deal. He's averaging 23 points a game. He's got the bad toe now.
There couldn't have been a worse timed move for him to come back. He comes back, and all of a sudden, this great Heat start turns to mud.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's his fault.
Don't worry. There are people blaming him, though. There's people like, oh, Tyler doesn't fit in. He doesn't match up and can't play with
him. Just not a good look, though.
Yeah. Anyway, that NBA Cup championship do anything for you before I go to it's such a joke to me. They were celebrating. The Knicks were celebrating winning it, in case you didn't know who won it. And I'm like, I can hear Knicks fans going, great. And they're jumping them down, and they got paid another, what, I think each player got $500,000.
Yeah, that to me, that's the interesting part of it.
But, like, it has nothing to do. It's only about one thing.
What's it about? I really don't know what it's about.
About winning the NBA championship. This thing's
This NBA Cup, I don't care about. The only thing I'm interested in is like a team like the Heat, a lot of young players. $500,000 is a motivating factor, I think. On a lot of teams, it might not be. Like if the Big Three was here, they could care less about the $500,000.
Golden State had two guys on their bench when they were here, Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry, that make more than that in a game. I know, and it sounds weird, like 500's a lot of money, 500 grand. I like to add that in my account
now. This does not cover up the big problem in the NBA. They tried to do that, make the regular season relevant.
They didn't do it.
When Golden State came here, and all their big stars
sit. That's their problem.
When they went to Boston, all their big stars sit. This is a problem in the NBA. Until they care about the regular season, I'm not going
to
care about
the
regular
season. That bum Jimmy Butler tried to stick it to us, not playing. Steph Curry, they said, had a little ankle. I noticed two nights later, though, Friday night, they're playing at home in San Francisco. Everybody's healthy and playing. So it was just it was basically a rest thing or for Jimmy.
Sure.
It's just to stick it to everybody. By the way, they're getting on him for not scoring more out there right now.
Well, it's bound to look.
That's not his deal, though.
It's bound to be a bad ending for Jimmy because it's been a bad ending for him everywhere.
Yeah.
So there will be. But the question will be what he does in the playoffs, not what he's doing in December.
They better start playing better. They might not even get there. That thing is bad.
He'd have a back-to-back, right? Tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, they play the Boston Celtics tomorrow.
Mm.
Speaking of the NBA, I'm glad you bring that back up, Hawk. Giannis Antetokounmpo speaking publicly today. Quote, I personally have not had the conversations with the Bucks. I'm still locked in on my teammates, locked in on my team as a leader, but most importantly as a winner, just got to be there for them first, he says.
All right.
And then, quote, if my agent is talking to the Bucks about it, about a potential trade or what have you, he's his own person. He can have any conversation he wants about it. At the end of the day, I don't work for my agent. My agent works for me. I personally have not had the conversation with the Bucks.
Interesting.
What's going on here, though? So Giannis is publicly trying to come off like nothing's going on here, but everybody knows behind the scenes he's sick of this organization. Am I reading this correctly?
I don't know if I would go as far to say that he's sick of the organization because I think they've tried to do right by him. I mean, they've been active, right? They brought in Dame Lillard even when he didn't want to come there. They brought in Chris Middleton and who's the other? Drawing a blank on they've put together decent rosters around him. I don't think that he's necessarily sick of the organization. I just don't think it's worked well enough for him, you know, to look back. How many years has he been in the league now?
Oof, at least a decade.
Right? He's got what? One championship?
One in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, he probably looks at it and says, you know what? I should probably have more, and it's not going to get easier from here, and I'd like to see better results. I don't think he's got a frayed relationship with the organization, though.
Yeah, I just think, you know, he put the pressure on them this offseason of, hey, I need a team that is worthy of contending around me. And what they did was they traded Damian Lillard away. I mean, he wasn't going to play this year anyways. And that's it. Like, that, they didn't make any splash moves for Giannis. And
right,
now they're
not
good. Well, no, they could have. They could have.
I mean, what?
Well, they could have made some trades. They could have moved some pieces around. All my point is, clearly he's not thrilled. He put the pressure on them. And now that he's not in a great spot, or the spot he was hoping he would be in, he's clearly putting more pressure on them and behind the scenes having his agent do his dirty work. But you just got to come out and say it, baby. I want to play in Miami. Come on, just come out and say it. Say it publicly. Make it happen.
You think he'd want to go from Milwaukee to Miami right now?
Yes.
Miami's what, 8 seed, 9 seed?
Yeah, but it's still early, Hawk. Come on.
Well, I mean, but you could say that about Milwaukee.
Well, why would you do that? I mean, all of a sudden, you're the most partial person in the world. What's going on here?
No, but I could understand if you say he wants to go play in OKC. He wants to go play in Denver.
I'm with you, but here's why I genuinely believe. And look, there's reporting here. I'm not just being a Miami homer. And I am being a Miami homer. I would love to have Giannis Antetokounmpo here. I'm frustrated.
No, who wouldn't?
Right, with the 5-game losing skid. But there are reports that are linking him to Miami. Bam and Giannis have the same agent, and I think that does matter here. But ultimately, yes, I believe he wants a quality front office. I believe he respects Pat Riley. I believe he wants to live in a location like Miami that's a big market, that could draw free agents, and that, you know, he could land a beach in the middle of January. I genuinely believe that about Giannis Antetokounmpo. So, yeah. I think,
hope you're right.
I think
I was the one willing to trade Bam for him. You weren't.
I think he's got to force his way out. Like, he's got to make a stink if he wants to. But if not, then stop doing the thing behind the scenes where you have your agent, you know, releasing reports to media outlets. Like, either make the stink or don't at this point.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Some news from Heat practice. Tyler Hero and Nico Jovic and Norman Powell no practice. Pelle Larsson, no practice. Tyler Hero, speaking to reporters, this is from Anthony Chang in the Miami Herald, says that his toe is, he is going to travel, but the toe issue has been lingering. He says, quote, I just got to rest it, calm it down until I can get it back to normal. I'm going on the trip, so I'm hopeful that I'll be back at some point on the trip. If not, hopefully the next week at home. He says, it's a lot of swelling in my toe.
He got a Jim Brown toe or something? Like the Jim Brown toe from I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
Dude, I don't know what he's got going on.
I'm gonna tell you, there is, like, you could have all this athletic body. There is nothing more debilitating than a hurt big toe.
Yeah, it's, I mean, seeing this with Garland, right? They're saying Garland has just not looked right, and that happened last year.
Yes, it's brutal.
He says, I think between the swelling and the pain that I'm feeling, I just got to control that. So it's not like something that lingers throughout the year, even though it's kind of has been lingering by my count throughout the year. I know it's a different injury than the foot, but just all the injuries on his lower body. Want to try and get a control of it so I can play through the pain. He underwent a second MRI on Tuesday, according to Anthony. His second in less than 2 weeks. Both scans are showing a right big toe contusion. He took a Toradol shot to play against the Magic. Then after a five-day break, the Heat's three practices, Hero was a late scratch for Monday. He says, it hasn't really gotten any better. I tried to warm up, and it just wasn't feeling right. He says, I probably shouldn't have practiced. That kind of sparked things back up, so I'm just trying to control the swelling and the inflammation. And then from there, I can kind of decide what to do from there. So Eric Spoelstra says, quote, we want to make sure we get him feeling good about his foot and his toe. Not great. Are you guys calm now on your conspiracy theories?
Nope.
That's why I told you that this wasn't a real thing. You know me. I'll snoop around a conspiracy. All right.
Let me tell you.
I just had the reaction, he's just got feet problems.
I mean, here. You know who can't have feet problems? Runners and jumpers.
Not great.
Yes.
Not great.
By the way, Leroy, this is how it looks like.
That looks like Zach Wilson.
What? Exactly.
No.
Look at this.
Come on. Put a hat on him. You're telling me he doesn't look? He doesn't. You're crazy.
I'm not seeing it.
JFig, put an elf hat on him.
Okay.
Fix it.
Why does he still look 12?
He does.
I'm a real quarterback.
No, you're not.
So now he's Pinocchio?
I'm a real quarterback and I grant wishes.
You think, you think if we went around the country and do the thing that we do all the time and say, where is Zach Wilson? That they would know, anybody else in the country would know he's in Miami.
I forgot he was on the Dolphins when he came in against the Jets. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think many people would know that.
Which is crazy in itself. Wasn't he a number two pick?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then his teammates were wearing T-shirts of the backup, Mike White.
So the crazy thing about all that is that everybody says, hey, we had a second pick in the draft. He was a bust. But that dysfunction for that team, everybody seems to be a bust at that position.
For sure. But just because other people are bust doesn't mean that he's not a bust. Like,
no, that's true.
Sometimes a bust sometimes Jamarcus Russell's just going to come along. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I give you, and I'm more than sure that a lot of people thought this, when you look around the league and see all the retreads that are having to run.
Yes. Yes.
Right? You're thinking, he was just in a bad situation.
I think that's part of what Mike McDaniel's ego thought, I could do that. I could do a retread. You know, because he's friends with all these guys, O'Connell and Shan. They all compete, and they're like, "Ooh, you know what my little side project will be? Rehabbing a quarterback." They all think they're QB gurus, and so he thought he was going to show something to his friends. He goes, "Oh, you guys think you're cool? You made Daniel Jones a thing. You made Donald a thing." You know, in their little group chats, he's probably like, "This Kevin O'Connell won't shut up about Sam Darnold." And McVay's like, well, I got Baker Mayfield back on track. So he felt like he needed to do a retread, keep up with the cool kids.
Right. All right. So, Tobin.
Hmm?
Jordo.
Yep.
This needs to be talked about. And only you could be asked to this because you the one that says no.
Sure.
Spurs have Wimby coming off the bench to ease him back.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't do that with Hero because of his feelings.
Yeah, you know, actually, you know who else did that recently? And they're doing that to minutes restriction him. But the Pelicans just did that with Zion as well. I honestly think that Tyler Hero, if they come back and they need to do that, I honestly don't think that he's got any, I mean, bad pun, but he doesn't have any leg to stand on here. You know, like, come on, dude. We've gotten six games and we're, what, 27 in? And you're going to miss probably another three. We're going to be 30 games into the season. You've played six of them. No, you got to, at that point, you do whatever you got to do. Because obviously his body, and he's even said, like, oh, maybe I came back too soon. They should do whatever eases the minutes on him. He obviously can't take a full load this year. It's tough. Right. So I wouldn't be against that. Will he? I don't know. Tough. If I was Eric Spoelstra, I'd be like, come on, dude. We tried. Obviously, you're not feeling great. So I wouldn't be against that.
All right.
But I don't think.
So you've changed your stance.
Well, I changed my stance from the start of the year. Like, we weren't talking about, oh, I thought when he was coming back, he was coming back. He wasn't going to be on a minutes restriction. But now right. He's got multiple injuries. So,
right.
You know, it's a little bit of a changed situation. Don't make it seem like I was a flip-flopper.
Okay. No, I'm like, no, because I said it when he came back the first time because of the way the team was playing.
You were doing it based on, but you're talking about two things. You were doing it based on team feel. This guy's saying to do it on a minutes reason to keep.
Well, you can lie and do it for whatever reason you want.
Well, now they can lie to him.
Right. We're going to ease you back into it.
Ease on in, baby. Oh, this is working. Goron did it. That's what Spo did during the finals year. First, you know, met with him. He goes, Goron. Have you come off the bench? I got this undrafted guy. Kendrick Nunn's going to be our point guard. Then what happened when they got to the bubble? No traveling? The old switcheroo. Put him back in that starting lineup. And then the Lakers got super lucky because his foot exploded. And that's why they got an asterisk championship.
All right.
Speaking of asterisks, I mean, like, oh, tell me that guy doesn't look like Elf on the Shelf. Zach Wilson looks like he grants Christmas wishes.
Honestly.
He does. Come on, Brittany. Take it back.
I'm not taking it back.
Take it back, dude. You've been boxed in.
Look like him. I'm not boxed in.
You are
no.
So boxed in, dude.
Doesn't that freak you out the way that elf looks?
You've it's been just, boxed
That's not fair. That's not fair.
In.
I'm going to turn off your...
The power... The power of the button, people.
Wow.
Don't forget who has the power.
Wow.
Don't forget who has the power over your button.
That's almost grounds for suspension.
But you know what you can do. Brittany,
I'm not mad at you because I've had to do Elf on the Shelf, so.
Yeah, and did it look like Zach Wilson? I think it did.
No, wait, it's just that he has blue eyes. That's the only reason why.
No, he's got like the little fake boyish face, you know? Like they crafted him at a Barbie store.
I kind of see it.
I don't.
I see it.
Man, take a break. I'll get to, you know, I'm sorry I keep putting this
if
off.
If you don't get things, to it.
No, I'm sorry.
Seriously.
Things keep
seconds.
Happening. News keeps happening today. Tua got benched. Tyler's toe doesn't work. It's not my fault.
No, you're avoiding right? it.
That's I'm not avoiding said. It. I'm it's not avoiding it.
I don't know why.
Next
I
want, segment, you
trust
bear.
Me, I want to get to this ass clown because I've had enough. I've had enough of the lies and the deceit and being wronged by this ass clown. But, you know, things just keep coming up. I don't know. It's not my fault.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.